It's almost a month now since my father passed away. A gentle soul. The kindest person I have ever known. The non-intrusive person I have ever known. I definitely have been shaped by my father's upbringing, his characters. It is no wonder that I really find freedom so appealing. As far as I remember, my father beat me once. I don't know if I call it spanking, but yeah, he beat me once, as far as I remember, when I was very little. Other than that, he has not been intrusive in my life at all. So I'm really appreciative. Compared to other children, in particular where I grew up, where beating is seen as normal, as a requirement for raising kids. Not just beating alone, but shouting, scaring your kids. Just all of these things that downgrade children's ability to innovate, to think, to rationalize. I didn't grow up that way. I grew up almost free range child. So I'm dedicating the way I turn out, really, partly to my father. And then partly, of course, due to the efforts I put, you know, towards understanding freedom and other things in my life. It's really difficult to lose a parent. It's really difficult. My mom is still alive. It's really difficult. I'm not home. I'm not in Nigeria. So I really don't know how it's going to be when I go home and I don't see my dad. Usually he's there at the airport. I don't know how I will feel. I really do not. I miss him every day. You know, today I was telling myself that, you know, this is not real. He's still there. My dad is still there. When I go home, I'm going to see him. If you've lost a parent out there or someone you loved, I am really, really sorry from the bottom of my heart. It is difficult. It is difficult. I dream about him. In the dream, he was backing me, so his back is facing me, and I came in and I told him that I know you are not there. I was telling him in the dream. I say, Baba, Nasam Bakano, meaning I know you are not there. I know you don't exist anymore. And he It was typical my dad. So I don't know what that dream means, but maybe it's just me playing in my mind, accepting that my dad is no more. He's passed. He's not coming back. I'm never gonna see him again. Maybe it's that playing in my mind. Just to be honest with you, I still don't know. Like, I know he's passed and all of that, but I haven't accepted 100%. It's this weird feeling like he's around. It just, I don't, it boggles my mind. I don't understand. I've always had some kind of relationship with death. I don't understand death. That's basically the relationship. I don't understand the concept. Not that I don't understand. I do not want to understand the concept that someone doesn't exist. It doesn't, like, yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. In a nonsensical way. It's not obviously rational. I don't know if an event that happened when I was small, when I saw somebody died, they were pulling the body out of a car. I saw that and I'm still frightened of death. Like, death still I don't understand it. And since then, the day I returned, I didn't sleep in my room. I had to sleep with my parents, my dad. I bugged them. They told me to go and sleep. I couldn't, so I had to sleep with them. And since then, I don't really go to funeral. I do not go to funeral. I've never attended funeral since, like, I don't know, 1995. Since then, I've never, and I think before then I attended maybe once, and that was it. I avoid funeral if I can, and I avoid seeing a dead body if I can. It still haunts me. So maybe, I don't know if that has to do with the way death doesn't make sense to me. Because I did remember really vividly when I saw that body being pulled in the car. It's like, he just looks like human being. Let him walk. Just drop him, let him walk. He is okay. I was thinking, like, he's normal, like, nothing. And the body that was being pulled had no any visible wound. I didn't see, at least, from where I was standing. So I was really telling myself that he looks normal. Why are they saying he's dead, like, he's passed? I couldn't come to terms that even though his body was intact, that he can't talk, he can't walk, that he can't even recover. That was a very traumatic experience in my life. I wish I had never gone to that, seen that. So yeah, I think it has a lot to do with that, with my acceptance of death. So maybe perhaps that's what is why I'm still telling myself that my father is around. Maybe it's just a way for me to feel good at the moment. But I think it definitely has to do with my relationship with death. It really doesn't make sense to me that someone isn't there, that they can't be there. I had a hard time, like, being rational with that. So that is that about the dream. I really miss my dad. And I wish all this weren't true, but it is. It is true. My father is passed. And one other thing I just remembered that I feel in connection with my father's passing is I felt empty behind me. Like I felt there's a wall before. There was a wall behind me, wherever I am, there's somebody behind me. And now it's empty. Like the wall isn't there. It's like a wall that protects me from like wind, rain. Like I felt empty. So now that the wall isn't there, when there's a wind, it's gonna the wind is gonna hit me, right? When there's rain, the rain is gonna, I'm gonna get wet. I felt empty. Like, I feel my back is empty. So I guess I've always seen my father as this large, big protector who is always with me. And it's always my dad for that, for some reason. Probably because I have been, my dad was the most constant person. My mom has been on and off in my life. So I've always felt that he's there. Like I have a parent, I have a dad. Just there, wherever I am. And now it's gone. So that's one other thing that I felt. I don't know if any of you share my experience. If your loved ones is passed, then I'm sorry if that is the case. I'm short of words. Thank you very much for listening. And I'll talk to you soon.